First name T-R-I-S-H-A, last name W-A-L-L-I-N-G. Date of birth, 07-11-84. Date of encounter, 10-22-24. History of present limitations here. As a follow-up for an MVA, she's been receiving physical therapy twice a week and taking her ibuprofen. This is with the discomfort, and she said she's doing fine with that. However, the drive from work and the truck is causing the exhausting pain on her right side and her hip, and it's interfering with her physical therapy. Initially, during the intake, she said she needed to work and that she would just try and adjust so that it wouldn't injure herself more, but she's to a point now where she determined she does need to rest, as prior recommendations are, and would like to get a work release so that she can focus on physical therapy and rest for the appropriate outcome as requested initially. Past medical history, uneventful. Next social history, non-contributory. Next family history, non-contributory. Next review of systems, non-contributory. Next physical examination, general appearance. Patients in mild distress, HEENT exams within normal limits. Neck is without definitive tenderness. 1 to 2 plus discomfort with left lateral rotation of the neck and tenderness to the right scapular area. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. Chest is without localized tenderness or abnormalities. Abdomen is soft without tenderness. Lumbosacral spine without definitive tenderness. +2 tenderness located to the right posterior upper medial hip, extending into the right lateral hip and right lateral thigh with full crossover rotation of right hip joint pain, with pain arising with right hip pain, with right hip and right thigh, without evidence of injury to the hip joint. Right lower extremity, +2 tenderness to the right distal lateral tibia, also with 1 to 2 plus tenderness to the right anterior mallear area of the foot, with pain on inversion of the foot. And skin is without rash or lesions. Impressions. This is a follow-up from MBA with neck injury with minimal abnormalities to the right side of her neck. Evidence of lumbosacral injury without radiculopathy, with mild fascial pain to the right lateral hip and right lateral thigh, with painful range of motion, apparent injury to the right knee, with painful flexion. Disposition, the patient is continuing physical therapy 2 times a week. She can get there twice a week because she can get there twice a week if she was allowed to rest from work, she states. And so we will do that. We will write her a work excuse so that she can focus on physical therapy, and she'll follow up at the end of her 8-week physical therapy per the recommendation of the physical therapist for determination of end goals met. Patient is discharged in stable condition.